فضل عمل الله إن الله غفور رحيم. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله وأسأله التوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العبيد الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين. ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من العام إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
Our open enemy, the Iblis and Shayateen, who are his helpers and supporters, are the party of Shaitan, that is Hizb al-Shaitan. As they are strong, we the believers, we the followers of Muhammad wa
Muhammad.
We need to be more careful, to be more conscious. And that is opening warning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iblis is our open enemy, and we have to protect ourselves, defend ourselves from his whisperings, from different traps of shayateen. The problem is, we can't see our enemy. Or most of the traps, we are unaware when and where Iblis and Shayateen are trying to grab us. So that's why, when we know someone is enemy, an open enemy, and apparently we can see at that time, defense is easy. But any enemy who is hidden, any enemy who is working behind the scene, facing that enemy is really difficult. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our supporter. He has not left us alone. And if we follow that remedy which is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time, defending ourselves and our iman and our rituals and our good deeds from the traps of shayateen is very easy. Well, Muhammad wa Muhammad salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala
Muhammad. So today we will discuss just two things related with shayateen. One is where is the house of shaitan, where is the house of Iblis, and number two, where is their airport or runway where they can land and then they can attack us. A great scholar and mystic, Ahmad Harb, who lived in Nishapur, a city near to Mashhad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided him ability to see unseen things. So one day he was passing through the bazaar, through the markets, and he saw Iblis and his supporters, Shayateen, they are sitting in different corners of Bagan. So this Ahmad Harb asked Iblis, why are you sitting here? He said, Bazaar is my house. So anyone who will come in my house, I will attack, I will try to trap. Why not you asking the mankind, they should not come in my house. So if they will come in my house, then they must be ready for the whispering and traps of Shayateen. And you know, there are different kinds of traps in Bagan. So usually, majority of the ladies who are coming over there, they are without hijab, with lot of makeup. And even the shopkeeper, they are having a lot of lies just to sell their products. If something is not good, they will say, this is the one of the best product. If they are making maybe 50%, 100% profit, they will say, this is the price we bought it and we are selling. So there are a lot of lies and lot of traps of Shayateen and whispering, and usually human being, they are getting involved or they are accepting the whispering of Shayateen just for their own cause, for their own benefits. Because Shaitan, if directly will say, do this, do this, do this, maybe nobody will say yes. Why we are accepting? Actually, they are trapping us. So why people are lying in Bazaar? Just to make money, just to increase their profit. Why they are lying? Just to sell their product. At the same time, so people, they are also trying, they are clever, and they are trying to deceive each other. So Bazaar is somewhere, according to one hadith of the Prophet the worst of the space, worst of the place on earth, that is Bazaar. Bazaar, that is a place where when people are coming, they are becoming ghafil. They are neglecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And according to the hadith, anyone who will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Bazaar, in the markets, whether they are working or whether they are visiting, according to hadith, just for one dhikr, just for one tasbih, just saying La ilaha illallah one time, just saying Subhanallah one time, this one dhikr, there are thousands and thousands of rewards. Because that is the place usually people are getting trapped and they are ghafil. So a place where usually people are trapped by Iblis, if someone is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in markets, even in the places of jobs and supermarkets and Bazaar, so then Allah is rewarding you more. And not only that reward is here, but at the day of judgment, a reward will be given to that person who remember Allah in the Bazaar. He can never imagine about that reward. So I said, Iblis and Shayateen, they are unseen. We can't see, but they are changing us, or they are trapping us, or they are whispering us. What is the remedy? This is the remedy. Anyone who will keep remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anyone who will be busy in dhikrullah, wherever he or she is. So Allah has commanded us to work, and maybe most of the people, they are working in Bazaar. They are working in the market. So going over there, that is not forbidden. What is forbidden? There is no need to lie. There is no need to cheat the people. Whatever the product we have to say clearly. This is the price. If you like, most welcome. If you don't like, we can't change. price, we can't change our profit whatsoever. Then, at the same time, when we are working over there and we should try to remember Allah, at the time of prayer we should maybe close or we should stop or we should get break and we have to pray. And when that is time of wajib prayer, we have to stand up for the prayer. And when there is no time of wajib prayer, then we can do mustahab. While we are waiting for the customer, why not? While we are over there, we should read some Quran, we should do some tasbih or dhikr and different things. Even while customer is there, you can have your tasbih. So those people who are working and still they are very conscious about their iman and rituals, at the same time they are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in markets and the bazaar, they are one of the best people. And this is the ultimate purpose. Hazrat Ali alayhi salam. He said, if you want to expel your enemy, if you want to keep away your enemy, then what is the solution? Imam says, keep busy yourself in dhikrullah. So, maybe we are at home or maybe we are outside, wherever we are. If we are not busy in dhikrullah, so, this means 24 hours, 7 days a week, we should keep busy ourselves, zikrullah. As traditionally we have made ourselves Shia for 10 days, then rest of the year we have forgotten Allah, we have forgotten everything. If we will go on that track, always we are trapped by Iblis. But as Imam says, we should remember Allah, we should do zikrullah continuously. Those azkar which are wajib we have to do, those which are mustahab we have to do. If all the time we are talking with Allah, we are remembering Allah, at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make barriers around us and He will protect us and our iman. Since Surah Shu'ara, chapter 26, verse number 221 to 223, Allah says, "Hal unabbiukum ala man tanazzalu shayateen." Shall I inform you upon whom shayateens descend? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala farmata, kya main aapko bataun ki wo kaun se log hain jin par shayateen nazil hote hain یا ان کو وسپر کرتے ہیں یا ان کو کنٹرول کرتے ہیں. تنزل على كل افاق اثيم. Shayateen are descending upon the hearts of those people who are sinful and who are liars. Athim, someone who is sinful, and afaq, someone who is liar. So if we are having these two habits, we are lying and we are committing sins, then we are providing a runway to land the aeroplane of Iblis and Shayateen. You know, the aeroplanes are best things to cut our time, to reach the destination very quickly, but without runway, without airport, these aeroplanes cannot work. So the hearts of the people are runway and airports for the aeroplanes of Shayateen. And that runways are made by two things. One is sins, number two is, that is also sin, lying. So if you are providing these two kind of material, sins and lying, then Shayateen and Iblis, they are making runway in the hearts of the people, and that is the land for Shayateen. They are making runway and they are landing over there. Then Allah says, يُلْقُونَ السَّمْعَ وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ قَاذِبُونَ. So when people are providing by sins and lying, they are making a runway for Shayateen. Then they are doing yulkuna sam'a, they are whispering. They are inclining in their ears. وَأَكْثَرُمْ قَاذِبُونَ. And these people who are making runway for the shayateen, so they are liars. Iblis is a liar, and the people who are listening and working and following shayateen, they are also liars. So we should try our best. We should keep our hearts clean from sins. So sins are najasat. This is rich. Lying is najasat. وَكُونُ مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. If we want to stay with truthful leaders, with truthful imams, with the truth, then we must stop lying in our lives. And if we are able to control lies, at the same time we are able to control sins. Alhamdulillah, at that time, when we say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, I am going in the shelter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So really then at that time, we are under the umbrella and shelter and protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَالْعَصْفِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلَ الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم لك الحمد بديع السماوات والأرض ذا الجلال والإكرام رب الأرباب وإله كل معبود وخالق كل مخلوق ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثله شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط. أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد. وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم العظيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى علي بن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام.
اللهم صل على محمد
على فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين.
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيدي الشباب أهل الجنة.
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المهدي. اللهم عجل ظهورا إنهم يرانه بعيدا ونراه قريبا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم افتح لي أبواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع إني إليك من الراغبين وأتمم لي إنعامك إنك خير المنعمين. اللهم اجعل بقية عمري في أداء فرض الجمعة والحج والعمرة ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على محمد وآل الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين.
اللهم صل على محمد.
أوصيكم بتقوى الله ونظم أمركم. This beautiful advice of our first imam for all of us, for the people, plan your time, respect your time, and with planning, move ahead, go ahead with piety. So the ultimate goal and destination is we need to be muttaqi. When we enter in this kingdom, that is kingdom of Islam, that is the first step. The second stage and the second step to move ahead, that is iman. And the next stage is the stage of taqwa. So inshallah we should try to attain all these levels. Last week I gave you a few of the characters and virtues of mu'min. And today again I would like to share a few of hadith about mu'mineen. Our Prophet Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam nafsi bi yadihi la tadkhulu al-jannata hatta tu'minu. Rasulullah farmate hain ke mujhe qasam hai us Allah ki jiske qabza qudrat mein meri jaan hai, koi bhi shakhs jannat mein dakhil nahi ho sakta jab tak wo momin na ho. No one can enter into paradise until he or she is momin or momina. Wala tu'minu hatta tahabu. And a person cannot be momin until he loves his sisters and brothers in iman. If a person is not a mu'min, there is no entry into paradise. And a person cannot be mu'min until and unless he or she respect and love to the believers. And Prophet said, I am giving you a tip how you can love or increase your respect and love among your sisters and brothers in iman. And Prophet said, أَفَشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Exchange salam with each other. Say salamun alaykum to each other. And this will increase your love and respect next to each other. And when you will respect and love each other, at that time you will become mu'min. And when you are mu'min, then you will go inshallah into the paradise. Salawat. Status of a believer. Prophet says, Ya Ali min karamatil mu'mini ala Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this dignity, this karamat to a believer. And what is that? Annahu lam yaj'al li ajlihi waqtan. Allah has not written the day and time of death for believer. Anyone who is mu'min, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given infinite life to the believer. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not dictated the time of death for believer. And why then believers are going to die? Then Prophet says, Hatta yahumma bibaqa ikatin fa idha hamma bi baqa ikatin qabadahu ilay. Until and unless a person is getting involved in sins and shar, Allah is not writing the time of death for a believer. So this is dignity and status of believer. Allah respects. Allah has given him open hand. So it is up to the believer how long he or she wants to live, to worship and to do ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another hadith, Rasulullah said, Ittaqullah. O the people, have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your hearts. Wa aslihu zaata baynakum. And try to patch up with each other. If you have any problem, any unrest, upset, any reason, any grudge, then just for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ittaqullah, for the sake of Allah, wa'aslihu dhata baynakum, try to remove all the grudges and problems and issues and resolve them. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُصْلِحُ بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. If you will patch up with each other here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do your islah, will patch up you and will do you favor at the day of judgment. those who are not improving their relations, those who are not having healthy relations with believer in this world, they will not be at peace and rest at the day of judgment. But those who are patching up their relations here in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide them peace and tranquility at the day of judgment. So this is the beauty of Iman. This is the beauty how to live with believers. Until or unless we are unable to subside and crush our ego, we cannot catch up with others. So this is the first lesson of Iman. Kill your ego, the love of self, then everything is easy. Respecting, if even someone is insulting, still shaking hand with that person and going ahead and hugging or having good relations, that is not difficult, because ultimate purpose, a believer is having relation for the sake of Allah, and he is forgiving for the sake of Allah, and he is having good relations and good company with believers for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And 10th of Rabiul Thani, that is also the day of Wiladat of our 11th Imam, Imam Hassan Askari. So on Monday, 7 p.m., we will start Jashn-e Wiladat of Imam. And just for Tabarruk, one saying of our Imam for believer, Imam says, Al-Mu'minu barakatun ala al-Mu'min. Mu'min is blessing for other Mu'min. Al-Mu'minu barakatun ala al-Mu'min. Now we have to analyze ourselves, observe ourselves, how much bounties we are sharing with each other, and how many problems we are giving to each other. A Mu'min is a Mu'min who is sharing bounties and blessings and keeping happy to each other. وَحُجَّةٌ عَلَى الْقَافِرِ. A Mu'min is a barakah for Mu'min, and hujjat, that is anyone who is kafir. So they are providing, they are giving the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they are accepting, they are coming in that list of believers. If they are not, then Mu'mineen are not friendly with the kuffar. So inshallah we should try to follow this beautiful saying, Al-Mu'minu barakatun al-Mu'min. And again, in Surah Anbiya, there's a little sentence, a little verse, وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. O Allah, those who are muttaqeen, make me leader of them, or give me ability to support them, to help them, to serve them. In the service, I should be ahead. So inshallah, tomorrow, 4 p.m., general body meeting of this community is, and that is mainly to open responsibility for everyone. Anyone who has volunteered to join this God cause, there are a lot of responsibility for youth, for sports, for trips, for religious programs, for school education, for different things. There are a lot of responsibility. We need to involve everyone. Anyone who think he can serve this community, who can serve Islam, most welcome. Tomorrow there will be no election, but we are going to have 10 people, 12 people, maybe more, maybe less, but those people who are willing to work for Islam, for community, so they are most welcome, inshallah. Tomorrow meeting will be at 4 p.m. So everybody is invited to come and to join this meeting. And inshallah, in this way, we should try to help our sisters and brothers, and also we should try to serve Islam. And today, 8 p.m., youth program will be with Maulana Ali Abbas Al-Rizvi. Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Asghar Shah Sahib is here, and the program has been arranged by Hamnawa, and that will be on 20th of March, a kind of program having unity with different sects of Islams. So tickets are available with Shah Sahib. So please get your ticket and inshallah try to join that program as well. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna atainaka al-kawthar. Fasfalli li rabbika wanhar. Inna shani'aka huwal abtar.